Mark Sturges handed me a pair of green plastic gloves to handle his compost, but had no qualms about plunging his own bare hands deep into one of his aluminum bins. He emerged with a dripping fistful of organic matter that would discomfit a squeamish person, say, the woman who owned the Airbnb home in Bandon, Oregon, where I stayed that night, and who shrieked and shivered when I described the scene. "Does your compost look like this?" the 67-year-old Sturges asked me. "No, I've never seen any compost that looked quite like his." His compost reminded me of a painting by Peter Bruegel the Elder, the 16th-century Flemish artist. His compost reminded me of a painting by Peter Bruegel the Elder, the 16th-century Flemish artist who loved scenes teeming with humans and other creatures, eating, working, slaying, fornicating, sleeping, gossiping, squiggling their id all over the canvas. In Sturges's cupped hands, there was the backdrop of what most of us think of when we think about compost, a crumbling, black mass resembling dark roast coffee grounds, plus shreds of the materials that had gone into making it. Eggshells, the paper bag-like skin of a nearly dissolved pumpkin, carrot tops, and a poof of potato salad from the town's organic deli. More to the point, Sturges's entire workforce was well represented in the handful. The dark mush was visibly alive with rove beetles, spiders, daddy long legs, tiny white worms called encatreta that looked like lively fingernail pairings, and the gray blemish of a fungus called Bavaria bassiani, which feeds on the beetles. "These are the best workers in the world," Sturges said with satisfaction. "They don't have drug problems, they don't beat their wives, although they might eat them, of course, and they work 24 hours a day. You just have to make sure you keep them alive." Sturges makes his compost for clients, and a highly unusual sort at that. Some clients are local, some are scattered around the country. All are at some stage of weaning their land from the chemical dependencies and other problems of what is often called conventional agriculture. He doesn't advertise, and clients have to find him by word of mouth, but find him they do. He's become a master of an agricultural art as old as agriculture itself, an art that is increasingly a science, as researchers from different countries turn their instruments to understanding the world's most fundamental natural partnerships. These are the first connections we unwittingly begin. These are the first connections we unwittingly began to disrupt when humans transitioned from hunting and gathering to planting. According to Elaine Ingham, microbiologist and the former science director of the Rodale Institute, the leading U.S. think tank plus laboratory for organic farming, people have been making compost since the dawn of agriculture. The first instruction manual was likely penned by Cato, the critic, at around 300 BC, in the midst of a back-to-the-land movement by city folk, déjà vu all over again, by which Cato intended to give these fledgling farmers the tools to thrive. " When we make compost, Ingham told me, we are replicating a process of decomposition and regeneration that goes on constantly in nature. There's natural composting in every single ecosystem, says Ingham, who is the author of the USDA's Soil Biology Primer and has taught hundreds of people the principles of making good compost.